Welcome, welcome, welcome back to According to His Purpose, a podcast that takes you on a journey of self-discovery and self-empowerment. I am your host, Nanny Renee, and I invite you to tune in as we unlock the secrets to a life filled with passion, purpose, and love. This podcast is for any and everyone that is ready to break free from the chains of society, expectations, and embrace your true and authentic self. This season, we are diving into the depths of personal growth while daring to be different, because that's what this podcast is all about. We are not afraid to be different. So welcome back, everybody. Welcome, welcome. Welcome to episode 15 of According to His Purpose podcast. Today's episode is titled Through the Lens of Your Own Journey, because I want to encourage my listeners to focus on yourself, your journey, not to compare yourselves to others, to focus on what it is that God is doing. And you guys know in this podcast, that's the main purpose. Like, we are here to discover a new and better version of ourselves. And so when I talk about being in your own lane, focusing on your goals, staying committed, staying focused, today I have the perfect person as a guest that exhibits those qualities. This is something that he practices. This is something that he is all about. He is a father. He is a friend. He is Kentucky Urban Entertainment Photographer of the Year for a couple years, a few years.
10 years.
10 years.
Yeah.
He is Kentucky's Black-Owned Business Excellence Award winner 2 times. He has received a proclamation from Mayor Fisher. He has his own day.
Yes.
He has his own day. April 14th is no other than Sammy Babacar's day.
Yes.
And also, he's received the Bridging the Gap Honorary Award. Now, these are just a few awards. Like, I really don't have all night to go through all of his awards.
Yeah.
But I am just so honored to have
the upcoming one.
The upcoming award.
That's coming on Saturday. The Living Legend Award.
The Living Legend Award. It is an honor to be in the presence, and to have him as my guest, my friend, Babacar Sammy. How are you doing?
Hey, Renee. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Thank you so much for your invitation.
Thank you. It's an honor to have you.
Yes,
it is an honor to have you. So let's talk about this award first, before we get started.
The awards I'm receiving is called the Living Legend Award.
Mm-hmm.
So the Living Legend Award is like, since I have been winning this Kentucky Urban Entertainment Award for the past decade, so I have won it consecutively, nonstop. So they have decided to retire me from the competition, so when I won't be on the ballot anymore.
Okay.
So they decided this year to just retire me and then give me the Living Legend Award, which is like, I'm really honored, you know, to get that. That's a blessing, you know, that's a blessing. And it's all because of, you know the community of the city of Louisville, you know, Kentucky, you know, like, they support. Every time there's an award coming up, people nominate me and vote for me. Like, and they're the reason why I'm where I'm at.
To be called a living legend, like, that's, to me, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
Babacar, just let us know, like, when did you get here? Can you tell us how it all started?
Yeah, I came here in Louisville. I moved here in 2000.
Okay.
Yeah, so I moved here mainly for college. So when I moved here, you know, my focus was to be successful. That was my main goal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was like, I really want to be successful. You know, I'm like, I'm 18 years old, fresh, you know, out of high school. And I just want to, you know, I'm in a new country, a whole new continent. I'm young. So I got to put my, you know, focus, like, on education first. And, you know, and I was focused.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I did photography, you know, in college, and I did graphic design. And then after I graduated, I started, the business here in the office back in 2006.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I've been here since, about almost 17 years, I think, something like that.
Yeah, I would say maybe a little longer, because I know I've been knowing you for at least probably about 11, 12 years.
Yeah, and I've been here for a minute.
Okay.
You know, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'm, you know, I'm really thankful for the community that's, you know, keep me, you know, mm-hmm. going, and support is tremendous, mm-hmm. you know, so I'm just blessed.
And I think also, too, you do have a humble spirit. Mm-hmm. And so when you decided, like, okay, I want to be successful. Mm-hmm. I want to be successful. Sometimes people take different routes. It seems like you actually focused in on what it is you needed to do. So that 18-year-old young man that told himself, okay, this is what I wanted to do. Did you always know your success was going to come through photography?
I didn't know exactly what was going to come to photography, but I knew I was going to be successful. Because I was really focused. Like, I started being an entrepreneur at the age of, like, literally 12, 13 years old,
mm-hmm.
you know, in Africa.
Okay.
So, even though my parents, you know, they had, you know, they put me in one of the best schools in the country, you know, and I've always wanted, like, okay, that's good that they, you know, they put me in this position, but it's my job to take that to a different level, you know. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to ask for nothing, you know, in school. I've always the one that's always trying to find ways to make money. I used to go to the markets, you know, mm-hmm. and, you know, sell stuff, you know, mm-hmm. just to get money for my own. It's not like I needed to do it, but I just had that mental, that entrepreneur mentality mm-hmm. at a young, young age.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, moving here is like, it was so many opportunities. I'm like, okay, I'm going to seize this opportunity when I took photography.
Okay.
And like, okay, I want to be my own boss and entrepreneur and, ever since, this, you know, because I started developing my clientele before I even finished school.
Okay.
So I was really established, you know, after I graduated and stuff, yeah.
I get it. And so, you know, being 18 and saying, okay, I want to be successful,
mm-hmm.
What that looks like, because there's a lot of people that's listening to this and they say, you know, well, we want to be successful too.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I want to point out when I, you know, say focus on your journey,
yeah.
You have to understand, if you have a dream to be successful, your life and your routines can't look like everyone else.
Right, right.
So I'm sure you wasn't able to, you know, as an 18-year-old kid, be out here partying and, you know, doing some of the things that other 18-year-olds
did. Yeah, you know, it was a lot of distraction. You know, I was in college, you know, I didn't, you know, because, okay, I moved here, my mom came and, you know, she stayed for like a couple of weeks. Make sure I was settled and straight, mm-hmm. then she went back.
Mm-hmm.
So when she went back, I was like, okay, now reality kicks in. Now, you know, I gotta really, really, really focus and, mm-hmm. and make it happen and make her proud too,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and that was, it was like a motivation to myself. Like, I have goals and I'm going to accomplish those goals,
mm-hmm.
you know?
And you've always been like that ever since I've known you.
Right, yeah.
And all of the goals that I've had, that mm-hmm. I've shared with you, that's one of the things you always said to me.
Right, right.
You would always say, like, you know, like you just said, it's always going to be distractions.
Exactly.
And you would always encourage me to basically ignore these distractions.
Yeah.
You know?
So, you know, you're going to run through obstacles and stuff like that, you know, but you just got to be focused. Like,
mm-hmm.
focus and have determination.
Mm-hmm.
Be determined. And, you know, and just believe in yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it starts with you first.
Mm-hmm.
You got the confidence start with you.
Because
mm-hmm. if you don't have that confidence, you're not going to make it far.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
So that confidence is going to make, okay, I can do it. I can make it. Okay, like, when I first got my award, you know, the first Kendrick Urban Entertainment Award, like, when I first had it, I was like, okay, I got this. So it's my first award. Okay, what's next?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and just keep going. Never get comfortable.
Never get comfortable. Exactly.
Yeah.
What's next?
Yeah.
And then the following one, I got it. Okay, great. Okay, let's set the bar higher up now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, put myself, you know, into like challenge myself.
Yeah.
And then I wanted, like, for, like I said, for like a decade. So you know, all that, it was just a motivation. Like, I'm like, okay, I got it. So I maintain the title. You know, and it's like, it's not even like I'm trying to be competition with anybody. It's just like a competition with myself. Like, okay, this is,
yes.
I'm doing this for me,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And I remember you was telling me probably about maybe the ninth one.
Yeah.
You was like, you know, you want someone else to get this award.
Right,
like,
right, right.
You know, that's when I say you're humble in a way.
Right. Yeah.
You know, you used to always say, like, you won it so many times.
So many
you
want
to try
yeah.
to give someone else an
chance.
Opportunity,
yeah. Yeah.
you know, so.
Yeah, yeah. I said that because I didn't, you know, when you win anything, that's when anything, you win something, like, consecutively, like, almost a decade. Like, you have nothing else to prove,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's not going to dim my light.
Right.
Like, saying, okay, you know, somebody else might take, you know, get, you know, somebody else can get this shine, too, you know, coming up. And, you know, like I said, and with this too, like this is like one of the also one that I was really most proud of from the mayor when I hit my decade, my 10 years in business. You know, they gave me this proclamation from the mayor of Louisville, Mayor Fisher,
mm-hmm.
that you know, just for the, it's called Babacar Sunday Day. You know, just for the, like everything I'm doing for the community, because I also help a lot of small businesses in the city, a lot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of small businesses have started with me. And, you know, I always give them motivations, you know, not only, I don't just see it like, as okay, you come in here, you're spending money for me doing your logo business, because I'm also going to also motivate you as well, too, give you
mm-hmm.
advice
mm-hmm.
To grow.
And I feel like that's why God's been blessing you,
yeah.
because you're not selfish. You've helped,
yeah.
I know, I've had the single parent ministry,
right.
mm-hmm. remember the
right,
single
right,
parent
right.
ministry,
mm-hmm.
Christmas brunch,
right.
and, mm-hmm. and I'm gonna leave that alone. So
right.
I'm hoping to have it soon again.
Uh-huh.
But you know, you did that
right,
as a
right.
free service, as
right.
a volunteer
right.
to help out.
Right.
You
mm-hmm.
know,
yeah.
the unfortunate. You know,
yeah.
Well, I won't say unfortunate, but less fortunate.
Less fortunate, yeah.
You
yeah,
know,
cause, you know, Christmas. You know, some parents, you know, they want it, but they don't have the money to do it. Or, you know,
mm-hmm.
I do it. It's just like every year at the, you know, every graduation, like high school. You know, I give out free pictures. Like graduating from high school is like a big accomplishment too.
Mm-hmm.
And not everybody is fortunate to capture that moment to have like senior pictures and stuff. So I take that, and then you know every year I give away.
Mm-hmm. And that's
yeah.
listen. That's why you still blessed, and that's why I started out saying you know about being humble, because
humble,
some people
yeah.
when they think of success, they think about making as much money as
mm-hmm.
I can.
Yeah.
You know, and
greedy,
I've seen
greedy,
being greedy,
yeah.
and I've seen people that you know
yeah.
they seem successful,
yeah.
but their hearts are not
right.
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 You know,
well,
they
you
don't really
yeah,
they don't care
yeah.
about the people that they may have to use to get
True.
Where they have to get.
True.
You know, you've never seen like you had to try to manipulate anyone
no. yeah.
or try to, you know,
yeah.
connive or do anything,
yeah.
you
yeah.
know, to get to the top.
Yeah,
and
just being me.
Just
you know?
Being you.
Just being me,
yeah.
Because yeah. even before the business and everything, that's just who I am by nature.
It is. It really,
you know?
It like, y'all, this
yeah.
is really who this man
yeah.
is. Like,
yeah.
you know, I remember times of just calling you and talking
yeah.
to you about different things because
right, right.
as I was growing
mm-hmm.
and finding myself in different situations in life,
mm-hmm.
I was facing some things that I really, you know, didn't understand.
Right.
So you would always tell me, like, just stay
yeah.
focused. Don't worry about
yeah.
the critics. The
right,
critics
right,
are
right.
always going to be there,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah.
And like you said
mm-hmm.
earlier, there's no competition
yeah.
either.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
don't even worry about that.
Right,
even
right.
if someone
right.
is thinking they're competing,
right, right, right.
some people
that's
always
right.
feel they got to have the head
yeah.
one
that's
up
right,
on
that's
someone.
Right. And I don't even say much. Like, even with social media and stuff, like, I don't really do a lot of talking, you know, as far as, like, personal stuff. But because I just do what I'm supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you don't have to really, like, grab people and say, hey, you need to get me, hire me, or do this. You know, people will know.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
They'll book you if it's time. If they you don't have to prove anything.
Listen, because Babacar, you have, like, he's very diverse, okay? Have
mm-hmm.
not only, you know, your friends and family and business
mm-hmm.
partners and people here in America,
yeah.
even in your home country,
country
they
yeah.
support you
they
majorly
support you, yeah.
as well.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't have a lot of articles, you know, worrying about me, you know, doing a lot of, the, you know, when they did the protest a couple of, you know, a
mm-hmm.
couple years ago with the Brian Taylor and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, every time I win awards, they also, you know, always publish it, you know, make it, you know, kind of, it's like a, I'm representing the country,
mm-hmm.
you know, like,
yeah.
some, you know, like, it's like,
you
I'm,
came over
I'm
here, you represented
them right.
Right,
yeah,
yeah.
Then, right. So, you know, it's a good representation for them as well,
mm-hmm.
you know. So, like I said, you know, being diverse, you know, with the African community, like, I deal with so many cultures within just the African community.
Mm-hmm.
And with the African-American community, you know, with the white community, I'm just really diverse. And I'm not just a photographer, I'm also a graphic designer as well. So, that's like a whole nother, you know,
yeah.
service that I have to, yeah.
As I was preparing for this, I was going through some of your social media, and
mm-hmm.
I was like, you know what, I'm just going to have to get him on here because y'all is too much.
True,
he
yeah.
does banners
yeah.
for restaurants,
yeah.
I mean, for business owners.
Yeah.
He does windows
for,
bears,
you know, deckers, like,
it was so
salons,
much stuff.
You know,
I said,
so,
I don't
yeah.
got time
for yeah, right, yeah.
things
yeah,
that
just,
he
I,
does.
I don't have so many businesses in Louisville.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's why I was really, you know, appreciative when the mayor gave me this when I hit my 10 years in 2018. And it's like, I have so, and plus, you know, the visual of the lot of, the, you know, people come here, give me their vision, and I just bring it to life, and it's just like that joy coming from
mm-hmm.
them. You know, it's like, it's you know, I like seeing that. I like to see everybody win.
I remember when I told you about my, like, my vision I had at the library when we did that one,
right.
you
yeah.
know, and it
yeah.
came out just like,
exactly.
I wanted this,
exactly.
like I just told you,
yeah.
and, you know,
mm-hmm.
that's a gift. I feel like that is
yeah.
your gift from
yeah.
God,
mm-hmm.
and I think that it's amazing to be
yeah.
able to know your purpose
yeah.
at an early age.
And then be able to connect with people.
Yeah, and to be able to connect with yourself.
Yourself, yeah.
To be
yeah.
able to continue to
Mm-hmm. You know, because life is not easy, and a lot of times the enemy likes to put negative thoughts in our head. To be able to stay focused mm-hmm. and grounded and dedicated to your craft, mm-hmm. you know, I think that is so amazing. And that's why I wanted you to be a guest on this show, because I want people to see, like, I don't want to just talk about it. I want people to hear the story. Like, this young man comes over here at 18 and he sets goals. He tells himself what he wants to do. Mm-hmm. And like, he has his own day.
Yeah,
you know,
and that's forever.
You have your own day. You're very successful. And here's the thing. See, this is something. I don't know if you know I was going to bring this up, but this is one thing that I do know about him. He has worked one job. Am I right?
Yeah.
The rest of his life, he has worked for himself.
Yeah.
Now, that's amazing, Bebelcar.
That's amazing. And it was McDonald's, my first job, you know, when I first
moved there. Your first and only job, McDonald's.
And, you know, it taught me a lot. I was young, you know, and it helped me through college. And, you know, I was like, okay, I'm going to use this to get to be where I'm at,
mm-hmm.
you know, so it was like a vehicle to get mm-hmm. me
here, where you need to be,
you know, because, you know, and then after I finished school, I was like, I'm going to get my own, start my own business, and, you know, enough words like that.
So do y'all hear this? If he said he used his job at McDonald's,
mm-hmm.
so you must have really was dedicated, I mean, you was definitely focused,
mm-hmm.
you was definitely disciplined to be able to save your money, to do what you need to do, to start your own business. Now, if this is not a picture of it is possible,
that's
what I probably should have named this. It is possible.
It is.
It's possible to pursue your dreams, but mm-hmm. you cannot get there if you are worrying about the wrong things, if you're trying to keep up with the Joneses, if you're trying to keep up mm-hmm. with everything that's going on in this world. Like, you really stay focused on your journey and mm-hmm. understand that God created you a certain way for a certain purpose. And, you know, he can help you to discover that purpose and you can move in that purpose.
Yeah.
But you have to do the work. Right. You have to do the work.
You got to put the work in. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You got to put it in mentally. Yeah. You got to put it in physically.
Because I've, you know, a lot of people know me from the events as well, too.
Mm-hmm.
I used to do a lot of events around the city, too. Like, you know, when they book me, I just, you know, stay out. You know, it's a lot of work.
Mm-hmm. It is. You go the extra mile.
Yeah.
That's exactly, the thing that I like mm-hmm. about Bebelcar. Mm-hmm. He goes the extra mile.
Yeah.
So, like, let's say if you're booking mm-hmm. Bebelcar mm-hmm. for an event and your color is black and gray or black and gold, Bebelcar is going to come dressed in black and gold or black and gray, because that's just those little extra, you know, initiatives that you put onto the services that you offer.
Yeah.
And that's, people remember that type of stuff.
Right.
Plus, it makes them feel special.
You
know,
especially
like for weddings and things like that. And then the photographer comes and he's dressed like everyone else in the same colors.
Right.
It lets them know that, okay, this person is not just checking off a list and trying to come and sloppily do a job and make some money. He's really dedicated to his craft.
Exactly. And that's just so sure that, you know, how your business, like, show your professionalism in the business,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
And
So that's what I love about you, Bebelcar. Mm-hmm. And then also, too, like I said, one time, I want to talk about just, you know, you are your own competition. Some people like to compete, and you're like, I don't pay attention to that stuff.
Yeah.
I don't respond to that.
Yeah.
I heard it, but I don't respond to that. I stay focused. I stay grounded, you know?
You know, the thing is, like, if you have to respond to anybody that's talking about you, you're not going to go far.
Uh-huh. What's the saying? If you stop at every dog that bark, you will never reach your destination.
Exactly.
One thing that you have stood on is your word and, you know, your name.
Yeah.
Bebelcar, this is your brand,
right,
and you don't play about your brand.
Right.
If you want to get some work done, and also, you know, if you just want to connect with someone that has a good spirit, that has hard work and hard ethics, this is the guy, Sammy Bebelcar.
Yes.
And like I said, this episode was titled Focusing on your journey through the lens of your journey, not the next person's journey.
Your journey,
and you are enough. And you know, whatever it is that God has for you, you can definitely pursue it. You know, like I know for me now, like the more you get into it, it's like life gets a little lonely.
Yeah.
You know, but you can't worry about what everybody else is worrying about. You focus on yourself and your journey, and you continue to go forward, and God will do the rest. And so, once again, I thank you guys for tuning in to episode 15 of According to His Purpose podcast. For those of you that's watching on YouTube, make sure to like and subscribe. Make sure you hit that notification bell so that you don't miss any episodes. And I thank you guys once again for tuning in. Until next time.
Thank you.